Well, the outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. Score stood 4-2 with but one inning more to play. Then when Cooney died at first and Barrows did the same, a sickly silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to the hope which springs eternal in the human breast. And they thought if only Casey could but get a whack at that, oh, they'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake. The former was a pudding, and the latter was a fake. So upon this stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single, to the wonderment of all. Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted and they saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy, safe at second, and Flynn hugging third. From 5,000 throats or more there rose this lusty yell, and it rumbled through the valley and it rattled in the dell, and it knocked upon the mountain and it recoiled on the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt was Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped those hands upon his shirt. Then while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Casey's eye, a sneer curled Casey's lip. Now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey just stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Fast by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. From the benches black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm waves on some stern and distant shore. "Kill him! Kill the umpire!" someone shouted from the stands. It's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone, and he stilled the rising tumult, and he bid the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more that spheroid flew. Casey just ignored it. The umpire said, "Steer right two." "Fraud," cried the maddened thousands. Echo answered, "Fraud." But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold, saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again.
"Oh, doctor, the sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered
by the force of Casey's blow."
Well, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. A band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. Somewhere men are laughing, somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.